What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of 5280 Nerd. I am one of your hosts, Michael McCartney.
Now, I am the other, Sean Porter. Thank you guys so much for joining us. This is episode 43. How was your week, Micah?
It was good, man. It was good. Just played a lot of Overwatch, watched a lot of anime. It was good. How about your week?
Yeah, man, doing well. Still settling into the house, and yeah, man, things are good. Also tried to play some Overwatch here and there, but yeah, man.
Good. Well, I'm excited. This week we're going to do an Overwatch review, and yeah, I'm very excited about that, to give our opinion about Overwatch and kind of dive right in. We've had a whole week with it now. We've played the beta. I think it's time to give it a final verdict. So what do you think, Sean?
Sounds good, man. Yeah. You want to kick it off?
Yeah, let's do it. So first off, we'll just start, you know, feel of the game is great, solid shooter. It feels like Team Fortress. Obviously, it's pretty much a ripoff of Team Fortress, but it's a solid shooter. I mean, every hero plays a very specific role. It's very detailed and unlimited what you can do as a team. I mean, this is a team game for sure. You're going to get a lot more enjoyment out of it if you play with somebody else as opposed to by yourself. You'll still get a lot of enjoyment playing by yourself, but it is a lot more fun if you play with two or three friends just to fill in the parts of your team that you need. As far as if somebody, you need a healer and nobody on the randoms want to be a healer or a tank or whatnot. But the heroes feel good. They all feel like they're a part of a cohesive universe to me. They all feel like their abilities and strengths definitely have weaknesses where other heroes can, you know, take them out. So it's good because everybody has a counter. Everybody has a weakness. And if you're smart enough, you can get the character to exploit that weakness, put together a good team to win. It's a very strategic game. But yeah, I mean, would you feel like they did a really good job designing the heroes and how they feel to the game, John?
Yeah, man, I think overall, I think they did a great job developing the game. As far as the characters go, they're all very unique characters. They all definitely have their own set of skills. And I feel like they try to reach people, at least in the aspect of the characters, in every way that they could, as far as like every kind of player. Yeah, man, I thought overall, like, graphically, I think it's well done. It's definitely kind of got more of a cartoonish feel, definitely that Blizzard kind of style, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, it's still really well done. Some definite positives of it is the diversity of the characters. There's not a ton of gameplay, like, variation as far as, like, it's mainly it's 6v6. There's, what, I think 12 maps. At first glance, you think like, oh, this is going to be boring, but there's definitely a lot of surprising elements to it, and every match is totally different, and teams are built differently, and it depends on if you're defending or you're attacking. And I think some of the downsides for me so far, you know, the lack of a campaign has been a big issue, that part, and then the lack of different modes, I guess, to play. So yeah, I would say overall it's a little skimpy for the $60 that you have to pay, but that what you do get, I think they did really well, which is kind of Blizzard's MO as far as like producing a game that just works the way it's supposed to, and it will work a million times over. It's like the Chipotle of video games. So
yeah, I'd agree. It's very yeah, they just did a great job, man. Bottom line is the game works. It's just a great game. I agree with you completely. There's no reason this shouldn't have a campaign. For those of you who don't know, they put out these short kind of like movie things, shorts about the characters, and a lot of people love the lore of that. And they dive in, and you know, there's already a bunch of people who have like put out a string of what the story is of Overwatch if you put all of these shorts together. And I just don't. Blizzard thinks that that's the way that they wanted to design a story for this game, and I think that that was a mistake. I think campaign modes are very well accepted and liked, especially in the console world. I feel like what they did was very PC. What they've done with World of Warcraft, what they've done with, you know, Diablo and all their other games. I mean, this is the first new franchise game that has come to a console. I mean, Diablo and all and other games have come to Xbox and PlayStation, but this is a new franchise that Blizzard has launched on a console. They're kind of trying to get their stake in the competitive realm. They've voiced that very loudly. I think it was a very big misstep to not do the campaign and just kind of tell the story a different way, where you have to go on YouTube and watch these videos about the heroes in this universe. I don't find that appealing. But the game is great. The game's fun. What else can I say? I mean, I think another negative about the game, Sean, is there's not enough game modes. You know, Titanfall comes to mind when you have a game that is released and it's only multiplayer. There's no campaign mode whatsoever. And that game obviously wasn't even as close to as successful as Overwatch is. But definitely a lot more complex online than Titanfall. But, I mean, you still need more game modes. The 12 maps are beautifully made. Blizzard definitely did an outstanding job to level design. It's so strategic with what you can do with your team. It's just a blast. I watch people online and in new videos that come out all the time, and you're just like, oh, I didn't even know to use that part of the map like that. Or, you know, Tracer going off the map and back into the map on a different spot. And I mean, I find stuff out all the time. So the level designs are outstanding, but there definitely should have been more modes as far as maybe like a capture the flag or, I don't know. They could have gotten a lot more creative with that as far as what I see. But the game is still outstanding. Like, every character, Sean, is just... I mean, I can't stop playing the game. It's insanely fun. You can come back to it a lot, and it's not going to get boring quick at any time, because there's just... It's simple to play, hard to master. I think you've said that before, Sean.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I think that's a great way to describe the game. It's simple to get on and have fun and play, but to master it, I mean, you got to know what you're doing, or you're going to get owned for a long time. It's going to be a hard learning curve.
Yeah, and I will also say that if you're like a lone wolf kind of player, it's definitely going to be a real hard learning curve for you. Overwatch, more than any other game that I've played in a long time, is heavily reliant on teamwork and collaboration with your friends. It's a game that was totally built to play with your friends that you could hear and talk and communicate. If you're playing like silently with just a random group of people, you're probably going to get your asses kicked, to be honest with you, just because it is so crucial that you're communicating. The whole system is built on team play. From having a healer and a tank, and it's all built around just being a diverse group of people working to do this goal. So, yeah, if you don't have a lot of friends, sorry, but you should make some.
You have friends with us.
Yeah,
you can always ask us to play with our gamer tags.
Totally, so, there you go. We put that out all the time too. So every episode has it in the show notes, what our gamer tags are. So if you're a lone wolf, join this wolf pack.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sean. Well, last thing I'll talk about before we kind of wrap it up and kind of put our stamp on it. I mean, the servers are outstanding. I've had very little problems with it. The only problem with the servers is if you have about 5 people in a party, sometimes it takes a little longer to get on. But other than that, I mean, I get on right away. I've only been booted once or twice. So bravo to Blizzard to getting this done, to where they're at launch and they're not having all these server problems. Call of Duty Black Ops, I mean, oh my God, the game was unplayable online for the first 4 months of the launch. So Very good that you can get on and play smoothly. It's a fun game. But Sean, what are you going to give this out of 10?
I'm going to do an 8 out of 10. And I say that because I feel like they could have given us a little bit more for our $60, some kind of expansion or something. And then also some other cons that kind of took some points out for me, was the whole, you definitely have to be part of a team. If you're part of a bad team, it's going to suck for you. And then there is like a wariness that happens. I feel like if you, have to do the long walk back every time, it does get a little old after a while. But on the good side that brings it all back is phenomenal character design, smooth gameplay, 21 characters, 12 maps. So that side of it is all good. So I'm definitely going to say an 8 out of 10 at this point.
And I think that that's totally fair. I'm saying a 9 out of 10, just because I know that this is a strong start for a franchise. This is something that's going to last for... ever. They're going to keep building off of Overwatch for the next generation of console. This game is going to be around for a long time. Hopefully they can learn from their mistakes and listen to the community and say, hey, we should have came out with a campaign, and they fix that mistake with the next Overwatch. Who knows? Maybe they won't. But the reason I didn't give it a 10 out of 10 is they definitely did not give us enough content for your $60. I mean, having these little short clips you can look online, these little movies that they do for each character, I think is a cop-out. It's just a safe route, in my opinion, instead of making a campaign mode. There's so much they could have done with it. I don't know if it was a time crunch or just they didn't want to deal with the, you know, negative reviews about campaigns, or I don't know. I don't like the model, Sean, of games going, you know, straight to just online play. There's no campaign. It's not really any depth, you know. So hopefully that's not a trend in the future of just coming straight to multiplayer, no campaign whatsoever. But yeah, that, and I would agree, sometimes it is a little tricky if you're not in a group of friends that are good enough to play. You can get really wrecked. So you can play by yourself and get, I think, quite a bit of enjoyment out of it, but playing with a friend will easily make that 10 times more fun. But it's a solid game. The characters are charming. The leveling up system is gratifying. The loot system, you know, it is gratifying if you get something nice. I've been really unlucky, but I still, you know, every time I get a loot box, it's really fun to open them. And the microtransactions, Sean, were not overbearing. They weren't as aggressive as Destiny or Call of Duty or a lot of other games out there. They really toned it down. I mean, if you want to buy loot packs, you can. It's totally aesthetic. It doesn't affect how you play in the game or experience-wise. It's just completely aesthetic. So I think that that was smart on their end to not piss anybody off by going overboard with the microtransactions. So that was pretty good.
All right, well, let's dive into some news. Yeah, we are running a little behind this week. We had some technical issues with an episode we recorded earlier. So we're trying to catch up with you guys. So we're maybe a week behind right now. But something we wanted to start doing was, especially as we approach the holiday season, let you guys know what new games are coming out in the upcoming month, something that we maybe do towards the beginning of a month or towards the end of a month to let you know that the upcoming releases. Not a ton coming out in June, but we definitely have some titles we wanted to at least mention to you guys. Micah made a good point in preparing for this, just about, is there really room right now for other games, other companies to produce stuff, just with a lot of the big titles are out, and at least just Overwatch alone, you know, people dropping that $60, yeah. And it's pretty time consuming, which is a good question. I don't know, maybe Overwatch just isn't a game that you appreciate or like. Maybe it's just not a style that you're into. So
yeah, I mean, these games we're talking about that are coming out in June, I mean, I think as a game designer, I would be very upset if my game came out that I busted my ass on for 2 years, that if it came out in this release window. It's a very, very poor time to release a game, because Battleborn, I think, got a pretty big following, got a big chunk of people, and Overwatch definitely killed a lot of that. And I just don't see anybody... you can get a lot out of Overwatch. It's just not, it's the replay value of Overwatch is outstanding. So I just don't think it's a good idea to release any of these big launch titles. Mirror's Edge comes out June 7th. There's been a lot of marketing online for their commercials and whatnot and on TV. And that's probably the biggest release in June, maybe. It looks fun, looks cool, but it's like, I think a lot of people are in my situation, you know, just bought two big titles. I don't think I'm going to go out there and get Mirror's Edge unless I'm devout or this was something I looked for getting, you know, months down the road. So
sure. And again, it's definitely not the same kind of a title. From what I understand it, you know, it's like more of an action adventure platform. It's put out by EA Dice, coming out June 7th, comes out for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC, looks kind of like, I don't know, like Asian Tomb Raider, I don't know how to describe it.
A little bit, I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, very yeah. strong female character doing some action adventure stuff. I've never played any of that. I don't know if it's a franchise or if it's a one-off. Haven't heard too much about it, honestly. So
yeah, I don't know. It looks just like an action adventure game, long campaign, kind of like Tomb Raider. It looks fun. I'd love to play it, but I'm not going to spend $60 on it. I'm sure it'll come out on gold like a year from now, and I'll be like, oh, it's for free, cool. I'll download it, play it. Oh, this was awesome.
Yeah.
But I don't find myself spending $60 on it. But if you love action adventure and you aren't a multiplayer guy, and you just like campaigns, and this is definitely what you should be buying June 7th. So,
some other titles that we have coming out are Hard Reset Redux. Also, in like another futuristic action adventure type game, single player hardcore shooter. Comes out for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. I believe that's coming out June 3rd. Yeah,
and then we got Sherlock Holmes, The Devil's Daughter, that comes out June 10th. And then probably the something that will rival Mirror's Edge is also coming out, Lego Star Wars The Force Awakens. Very popular for, you know, it's got an E rating for everyone. So everyone is, kids always pick these Lego games up and they sell really well. So that comes out June 28th. That'll probably be a big seller.
That's coming out like on everything. I think like PlayStation 4, Xbox One, 3, the Wii, Nintendo 3DS. Like you name it, it's coming out for it. So
yeah, it's going to be a big title that everyone will pick up. I mean, I don't play those games, but I know a lot of parents that are strict, you know, they only are... You're only allowed to play Legos, any game that's Lego, so that'll sell pretty good.
I've played some of their games before, and they're always phenomenal. I mean, like, they do a really good job recreating a lot of the scenes, and they definitely make it, like, they make it kind of funny that these people are Legos, and they fall apart, and the graphics are usually way on point.
Yeah, no, they're fun games. But yeah, we only got a couple more. 7 Days to Die, that game comes out June 28th. And The Umbrella Corps comes out June 21st if you're a Resident Evil fan. It's kind of like along the lines of the Resident Evil universe kind of story. And Sean, that's only on PS4 though, right?
Yeah, that title is PC and PS4. And that's kind of like it's like a spinoff of... Umbrella Corp is like the evil corporation that started Resident Evil. And so there's that one. So it's kind of like a horror shooter game. And then 7 Days to Die is also like a survival horror game. And that's coming out for everything. Both games look fun. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely not in the same genre as Overwatch. So if you're looking for something to take a break from Overwatch or whatever you're playing, there's some stuff for you guys.
Some meat on the bone for you. So, all right. Well, let's get to the next thing in the news this week. So Suicide Squad is the most tweeted movie this summer. That's no surprise. It's a very anticipated movie by the critics. Jared Leto is the Joker. Maggie Roberts is Harley Quinn. I think Jared Leto is going to do a great job. We've never really seen a Harley Quinn in cinematic form ever, now that I think about it. So it's just going to be a great movie. I think the cast is good. Hopefully the storyline does not disappoint. You know, Ben Affleck has an appearance in this movie. But, I mean, all the being tweeted about really puts a buzz on movie and already sets it up for a good success, I think, in the box office. So over 1 million tweets between March and May. It's pretty good for a movie, Sean. But are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, me and Mike definitely have not, you know, made it unknown that we are super thrilled to see this movie. Both big DC heads. Can't wait to see it. I think it's going to be phenomenal. The cast looks great. Jared Leto just looks like a phenomenal Joker. Hopefully this kind of gets the DC Universe back on track and takes some of that sting out of that punch that Batman vs. Superman took. We both expressed our opinions on that. We both loved that movie. We thought it was a great movie and that it was unfairly critiqued, I guess, or reviewed. And so hopefully this kind of turns the tide back and lets people know that it's okay to like a DC movie. For some reason, people feel like they can't. I don't know why. A lot of people just jumping on bandwagons for whoever, whatever reason. But yeah, it's looking forward to it. Can't wait. Obviously a lot of people are looking forward to it. It's got a ton of publicity. A lot of people are looking to spend their money on it, you know. Not a ton of movies have come out recently, so it'll be a good addition. Moving right along, though, back to some game news. And speaking of DC, I guess, Injustice: Gods Among Us 2 has been announced, which can't wait to see or to play.
Yeah, Injustice, the first game, Sean, we really got into it. It's a great fighter. NetherRealm Studios is the maker of Mortal Kombat X, the most recent Mortal Kombat game. Injustice, the first one, was just an outstanding game, especially with all these DC characters that we love so much. Just a great platform fighter. The environments were interactive. You could grab TVs and throw them at people and punch them through walls and, you know, be in a different part of the Batcave or a different part of the any map, and it was just very gratifying game. Easy to pick up, fun to play. You could play with people online. They had a campaign mode that had a bunch of different difficulties you could do, a lot of achievements you could unlock. It was just an outstanding game. Also, it ended up having a really big comic book kind of done that actually became pretty successful, called Injustice. So yeah, I loved the storyline. I loved everything about this game. I can't wait for Injustice: Gods Among Us 2 to come out. They're aiming for a March 2017 release, but who knows? Games always get pushed back, so I would be doubtful if it came out then. So what do you think about this, Sean?
Yeah, no, I loved the original when it came out. It came out April 2013, not too long after Xbox One was actually released. By the time we actually got ours. And so me and Micah played a ton of it. The story mode was great, I thought. Really unique and really refined. I felt like that they gave really good perspectives on all the different heroes and villains. The graphics were phenomenal. The fighting style, it's not a style that you see very often anymore. You know, when we were younger, Mortal Kombat and that kind of head-to-head challenge kind of game was huge, and that's kind of went away as games have developed and become more, with technology, it's been easier to create these big, huge, multi-world sandboxes to play in. So it's not a style that you see a ton of anymore, but it's super fun, very nostalgic, and what better way to spend the day than, you know, having your favorite superhero battle your favorite villain just over and over and pound each other's faces in. So
yeah, it's a lot of fun. That's a great game, and I can't wait for the second one to come out. It's something to be excited for sure. So all right, well, moving along, it looks like esports, got some more esports news. Esports global revenue is expected to smash $1 billion by 2019. That's a pretty big number. It's a lot of money. It's no shock, if you guys are listeners of the show, you know that me and Sean are big esports supporters. We can't wait for this to just grow even more. They got an esports TV show on TBS right now. I mean, Twitch is huge. League of Legends, I mean, Dota. All these games are just so massive, and such big faces of esports. Hopefully Overwatch will get in there soon. The Halo Championship I watched earlier this year, that was a blast. So yeah, I mean, there's a big community of enthusiasts that support esports, and this is good news, Sean.
Yeah, man, really big news. A lot of game developers have started to obviously turn their attentions to this, and it's definitely changed the gaming industry. Now that people are realizing that these, more esport friendly kind of video games really lend themselves to this audience and this type of thing. Yeah. You had mentioned League of Legends. League of Legends actually drew an audience of 36 million people for its world championships last year, which was more than the NBA finals. So they're pulling crazy numbers. It's really cool to see. I think it's really shaping an industry that's kind of been looked at as a back burner entertainment industry for a long time, and I think it's really getting the recognition it finally deserves. And it's crazy to see, like, these gamers, you know, who are on these huge teams, you know, they're making, like, insane money, you know, making millions of dollars a year. And, like, but it's good stuff. Revenue for esports rose $198 million to $463 million in the same time over the last couple of years, which is like a 239% increase. I think it's definitely going to continue to grow. Their projections of hitting $1 billion, I think, is well within reason. I'm looking forward to it. I really appreciate all the games that have come out. I think Overwatch, all that stuff has been really fun to play.
It's great. I think the future is bright for esports. We've talked about it a bunch. Twitch is huge. I mean, people, a lot of my friends watch Twitch more than they do TV. I mean, they just watch a lot of Hearthstone or Counter-Strike or Call of Duty or whatever. It's a blast. It's a lot of fun. So very excited. Good news to hear about that. But moving right along, Xbox is now starting at $299 after a $50 discount across the board. This comes no surprise that E3 is right around the corner. There's been a lot of rumors that Xbox One is coming out with a new console, as far as a new Xbox One that's just a little bit more sleeker, has a terabyte in it, faster processor. This isn't a surprise to anybody. They have a Gears of War bundle that's $299, which is a great deal, the Ultimate Edition. What do you think about this, Sean? I mean, this is good if you're kind of a cheapskate holding out. I mean, I guess either wait for the new one that they announced at E3 and get that one, or just get a $300 console now, you know?
Yeah, it seems like the biggest thing both companies, big companies as far as like PS4 and Xbox One, are kind of pushing towards. It seems like both are working on a slimmer design, built-in storage, which also lends itself to the whole discless kind of thing. A lot of people are downloading a ton. I know, even just playing like casually, I don't feel like I wouldn't even say I'm like a hardcore gamer. Like I definitely play on the regular, but I definitely hit like I hit my limit a lot without my external hard drive as far as storage goes. So I think that's definitely something that's needed. It's cool to see that the original Xbox One is going down in price. It lets a lot of people get in on gaming that haven't been able to, because it is expensive and the games cost a lot. So it's always nice when that price starts to go down and then you look into like refurbished and stuff, and there's just a ton of product out there for you to get into gaming.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. It's good news, and I'm excited for E3. I can't wait to cover that really just see all the new games and the new footage and the new trailers. There's just going to be so much to talk about. So very excited about E3 this year. But yeah, moving right along. Last bit of news this week. We have a bearded Hugh Jackman on the set of Wolverine 3. Old Man Logan speculations are running high, Sean. Dear God, I hope this is Old Man Logan.
Yeah.
Such a wonderful story. The best Wolverine story ever, in my opinion. It would be so cool to see Hugh Jackman go out on a note like that. But yeah, I mean, what do you think, Sean? Do you think... I think this is hype for the movie. I mean, this was pretty popular on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it would be the smartest way for them to go out, especially literally like the actor is like, I'm getting old and I don't want to do this anymore. I'm tired of having to keep my body ripped all the time. It makes sense that you would go out as like an Old Man Logan story. Anybody that reads Wolverine comic books is usually almost always says that Old Man Logan's their favorite story, which, yeah, it's phenomenal. We talked about it. We've heard rumors for a long time here on the show. It just seems like there's more and more evidence growing towards that. It's going to be rated R, which Old Man Logan was pretty rough, the comic book, so it definitely lends itself to that. And that's been confirmed. I guess a whole bunch of pictures of Hugh Jackman working out for the film have been released, and he's been tweeting him himself where he's got this big scruffy beard with some gray in it going on. Which definitely also is Old Man Logan-ish. And then they confirmed that it's set in the future and that it has like a Western feel again, all pointing to Old Man Logan. So
yeah,
it's super exciting, man. I hope all this comes to fruition and that's what's going to happen. Cause like a rated R Old Man Logan set in the future, Western feel. They also have rumored that it's going to be the cinematic debut of X-23. Like, all these things just make my face melt, because that sounds like a phenomenal movie I want to go see tomorrow. So,
yeah. I completely agree. I mean, I was in the comic books, Death of Wolverine just happened not too long ago. Yeah. All new Wolverine is actually X-23 right now. For those of you who don't know, X-23 is Wolverine's daughter. Technically she was cloned from him, so she wasn't born out of anybody from, you know, Logan, but
similar,
he refers to her in the
similar powers.
Yeah,
she's got two claws instead of three, and
yeah, he refers to her as his daughter in the Marvel universe. Yeah. But she has two claws actually, one on her feet as well, one blade that comes out of her like toe.
Yeah.
On each foot, and she's got two blades and same abilities, adamantium claws and extreme healing ability. So, I mean, she's a great character. She was a part of the X-Force, that Kyle Yost, that series that they did back then. She's a phenomenal character. So I would love for her to kind of take the helm maybe, you know, if he does whatever the storyline is for the Wolverine 3. But X-23 is huge news to me. I mean, that would be such a misstep if they didn't put her in. So we'll see.
Yeah, and hopefully they cast well for it. Definitely a character they could probably continue to use in their X-Men series. Really interesting character. Looking forward to it. Slated for March 3rd, 2017. So we still got some time before it comes out. And I'm sure we're going to have a lot more news as the days and months and weeks go by. But yeah, both of us really looking forward to it. Can't wait. Super hyped about it.
Very good. Very good. Well, Sean, that about wraps it up for this week. We have a Q&A question. who is your favorite Overwatch character as of right now?
For me, I would have to say probably Reaper. I'm still in baby steps, and the way I always attack any kind of game is like I really get, especially first off, I'll find a character that I like and I'll try to get really good with them. With having 21 characters, definitely ranging from easier to use to very hard to use. He's definitely an easier character to use as far as his specials, just phenomenal, and being able to teleport is very useful in a game that's all about strategy. So yeah, so far I'm digging him. He's powerful, he's quick. But yeah, how about you, man?
Well, my buddy Grant's gonna kill me, but McCree is my favorite, hands down. I fucking love McCree. He's my jam. Those hammer kills that he has. He throws a flashbang, and all you have to do is unload your clip in them in some way. Instantly dead.
Yeah.
He's just a great character. I love his abilities. Obviously, his super is really powerful and great. And, you know, Blizzard's been very vocal that they're going to be on Reddit, in their own forums, on their own website. There will be balances. Things will get nerfed. Other things will get buffed. I'm sure that we'll see a lot of nerfs for characters that we love. I mean, the game just launched, but yeah, I love McCree. Soldier 76 is great. Reinhardt is a blast to play with. I'm not a big guy on support heroes, but I mean, out of them, Lucio's a lot of fun to play. You know, Soldier 76. I'm trying to think of who else. Let's see here. Genji and Hanzo are always so much fun to play as. Widowmaker. I'm not much of a sniper, Sean, but she's very easy to play with, and her sniper kind of turns into a machine gun. So kind of get the best of both worlds, kind of an assault rifle and a sniper rifle. So yeah, I mean, there's so many great characters, so versatile of what you can play with in the game.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have Overwatch and you love multiplayer, get on it. It is a great game. Pick it up today, and I promise you won't be disappointed. So
yeah, for sure. And you know, playing it, you're definitely gonna see, like Micah said, they're in the works of probably gonna nerf a lot of these characters, because you'll see McCree is almost always like the play of the game, because he'll kill everybody in the game. And it's in the same way with Reaper. Actually, a lot of people hate him, because if you get good with him, you're able to teleport into the middle of a crowd and just kill their whole team pretty instantly. So
yeah,
there's definitely, you know, but they both do have their downsides. So it's, you know, people always find a way to exploit a little bit of an edge. We would love to hear what your guys' favorite characters are. If you're playing Overwatch, what do you guys think of it so far? Do you agree with us? Do you love it? Do you hate it? Who's your favorite character? We want to know all that. We want to hear your guys' opinion. We'd love to play with you guys if you want to join us on Xbox. If you want to share your opinion, you could always find us on probably Twitter's the easiest way. You could reach us at 5280nerd. You could reach myself at Sean H. Porter. You could reach Micah at
Vash0077.
Yeah, and check out our website at 5280nerd.com. Like always, if you could, you know, jump on iTunes and subscribe and like us on there. That helps the show to grow. It helps other people join our community. We are excited to get back into this. We're sorry things are a little sporadic right now, but we're trying to dial it back in, becoming more consistent with our release days and everything. But thanks for sticking around, guys. We appreciate it. We really love you guys, and this is something we both really enjoy doing, and we'll continue to do the best of our ability. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, well, thank you guys so much. We got a bunch of listens last week, so another bump in our listens week to week. So yeah, thank you again for the support, and just like Sean said, we're trying to get back into getting it out every week for you. So thank you for your patience. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Have a great week, guys.
Have a good week. Later.